This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So first, if we start off with the iftar course, alhamdulillah, I would say that the iftar students, as some of you are here, how many on average, how many questions on average would you have, would you say you've done during the year? So it's about 650 questions, which is an immense amount of questions. That average is about probably about 4 to 5 questions a day, I would say. Right, because although we were doing more, but then in the beginning we may have been doing less than that. So probably about 4 to 6 questions a day to be, that requires a lot of research. And in iftar, I think you can read lots of books, but what I've seen that's beneficial is that you actually practice the questions, because that as a mufti is what you're going to be doing outside. Yeah, you may be then told to go and teach hidayah in a, generally it's the muftis that are given hidayah to teach in a madrasa, right? Generally speaking, especially hidayah thalith or whatever the case is. So that's just a side aspect of it, to be honest, I think. Right? Because the reason why they're probably given hidayah and so on is probably because they've developed a keen juridical insight, how to break things down in a juridical manner. Because when you have a case, the best way to figure out how to answer it is to break it down into its juridical components that are related to jurisprudence, and then to legislate and try to understand the hukum of each one. Otherwise, if you look at it in a wholesome manner, as a whole, in a monolithic way, then you could have a wrong response. So sometimes there's only one small issue that's critical in that. So aside from that, really what you're going to be doing outside is people are going to be constantly coming to you, emailing you, calling you and saying, what's the answer to this, what's the answer to that? And they want answers. So obviously in 1 year, even if you've done 1,000 questions, it's not enough. And even if you do 2,000 questions in 2 years, it's not enough, because that won't cover all the questions that you will be asked outside. But it will give you a good understanding of how to deal with those questions and how to go and research it. And if you've done about 1,500 to 2,000 questions in 2 years, then inshallah you will, especially when we're doing most of the common questions, by the time you finish, you would have you would basically be able to deal with at least half of the questions directly, immediately, because those would have been covered, and then the rest of them. So alhamdulillah, that's the iftar. So basically, just for next year, what we're doing is, the first year we covered a book on usul al-fiqh, we covered part of the ashbah, al-ashbah wa al-nadha'ir on the qawa'id al-fiqh. We covered a book on usul al-fiqh, masar al-wusul ila ilmin usul, which I thought was very good for even understanding contemporary themes in jurisprudence. And that was actually done by the jurisprudence people as well. Along with that, we've done our Usul al-Iftar and the Sharh Uqood Rasm al-Mufti, etc. Next year, inshallah, we're just going to focus on more advanced books and earlier books on Usul al-Fiqh, on Usul al-Iftar. So we're going to try to understand Usul al-Iftar from a Shafi'i perspective, from a Maliki perspective, just to give us an understanding, because we are living amongst other madhahib. We're not in a just homogenous madhab environment. Living in London or any other city, primarily, I mean, you're dealing with many madhabs around you, right? So it's important to know that. And I would say that there's probably not going to be many difference in the adab of iftar among them anyway. And then the later usul, the earlier usul books, where the usul is generally taken from, the usul of Bazdawi and Sarakhsi and those. So we're going to be looking at that. And then we're also, inshallah, going to be looking at some of the more modern approaches to fiqh. Minority fiqh, right? Sina'atul fatawa in contemporary times, basically formulating fatawa in contemporary times and the contemporary challenges. Whether we agree with something or not, we don't want to dismiss things just because we don't like the person who said it, or they may not be from our manhaj or whatever the case is. We want to actually be able to go through that and critically assess these things and find what's useful. And then if we disagree with something, well, we disagree with it, but at least we can take the useful. And it's very important for muftis to be ahead of that challenge. And that's why those things, inshallah, will be covered along with a specialization. So this is the year of specialization, because this is the students will be entering the second year. So it's the time of specialization, where we've got the 8 areas in which they'll be picking at least one of those areas and then thoroughly inshallah, working on that and providing a thesis, producing a thesis on that. But what we do have is that initially we thought that we're only going to run the iftar course every 2 years. So let it run its full 2 year course and then start a new batch. But we're trialing something this year, which may come as good news for some of you, because many of you have contacted us during the year that they want to join the iftar class in the coming year from September. And we were just saying to everybody, no, there's going to be no iftar course until 2019, which is next year. But we've decided that we may be able to trial this and make this work. So we're trying to look for some really outstanding students who feel that they've got the capability to join the iftar class in their second year, right? Meaning the current iftar course is second year, and we'll give them some preliminary material to help them, because I don't think it should be too difficult for those who are quite motivated and quite academically adept, inshallah, so that they can do the second year as their first year, the first year of their course. And then they can do the second year, which will be the first year material again the year afterwards. So inshallah, I'm hoping that works. We've at least got two students, inshallah, for that. But we can probably take one or two more maybe, right? So if you're interested, then this is probably the time to put your application in for that, inshallah.